At the time when we arrived, let's say they hadn't planned on having us. So the dormitories, you know, in the huts, they were all, you know, the boys and the girls were separated, and the activities, the things that they were working with the other children were not suitable for us. I mean, we were barely, not only the language, but we didn't really communicate. You know, we hadn't really learned to communicate except in our own little way. So we weren't interested in other people. It was just the six of us. As long as we were together, we were happy. But as soon as one person left the group, you know, panicked. You know, where is he or where is she? And so we were taken away from that area, and there was a house in the campsite. You know, where the Windermere was. There was a house, I think probably where the foreman lived with his family, and they let us live there, away from the rest of the group. So we were just to carry on pretty much as we had in Theresienstadt.